From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Type 2 diabetes is on the rise around the world, so there's a great deal of research underway about how food and lifestyle influence the risk of the disease. Two new studies out this week indicate that certain foods and beverages can help us reduce the likelihood of developing diabetes. We'll start with coffee, a favorite pick-me-up of many, including me. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us to talk about these studies. Hi there.
Hi there, and me too, as well.
I know, like both of us are jacked and ready to go. But anyway, so tell me more about coffee and how it's linked to reducing type 2 diabetes.
Right. Well, the relationship between regular coffee consumption and a lower risk of type 2 diabetes has actually been shown multiple times over the last several years. So this new study published in the European Journal of Nutrition is a meta-analysis. That means researchers pooled all the studies and analyzed the entire body of evidence and find that this relationship is pretty consistent. The researchers concluded that drinking 2 cups of coffee per day was associated with a 12% reduction in the risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, I should say that the effect was blunted in folks who are very overweight, since being heavy is on its own a risk factor for developing the disease.
Right, a significant one. So, Allison, but explain how coffee actually might help the body fend off type 2 diabetes.
Right. Well, researchers point to several different possible explanations or mechanisms. It could be the caffeine. But since the relationship has also been seen to some extent with decaffeinated coffee, it could be explained by one or several different kinds of polyphenols or antioxidants found in coffee. One common compound called chlorogenic acid has been identified by researchers. It's thought to fend off inflammation and slow down the absorption of glucose or sugar.
Okay, so that's coffee. But Allison, I understand that French researchers publishing this week in a diabetes medical journal also found that basically there's a whole pattern of eating that seems to have an effect on the risk of type 2 diabetes. Explain.
Researchers in Paris have been studying a group of 60,000 women for several decades, looking at how their diets and lifestyles influence their health. And what these researchers did in this study was to look at acid levels in the body, because high acid loads have been thought to increase the risk of diabetes. They found that women who ate the most animal-based foods, so cheese and meat, which is typical in the French diet, tended to have the highest acid load in the body, whereas plant-based foods, such as fruits and vegetables, they form alkaline precursors that tend to neutralize acidity, the researchers say. So, contrary to popular belief, citrus fruits, such as lemons and oranges, may help reduce the acid load once the body has digested them or processed them. And this is good, because the researchers found that the women who had these lower acid counts in their bodies had a 25% reduced risk of developing diabetes over time.
Okay, so more good news about people who love fruit and vegetables.
That's right.
But what about, are there any superfoods out there that really do attack the risk or reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes?
Well, the American Diabetes Association has a list of a bunch of categories of foods that have both a low glycemic index, and this means that they help prevent spikes in blood sugar, and contain, key nutrients such as potassium, fiber, magnesium, the kinds of nutrients that most Americans are not getting enough of. So at the top of the list are beans. They're high in fiber, protein, and the nutrients I just named. Also, dark leafy greens, like kale, collard greens, are at the top of the list. They are chock-a-block full of nutrients, including magnesium, low in calories and carbs. Citrus, fruits, berries, of course, and sweet potatoes make the list, because compared to white potatoes, sweet potatoes are lower on the glycemic index and have a lot of vitamin A.
Okay, so we've just got a couple seconds left, but I want to hear you say that fish is on this list too?
That's right, fish with a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. Oh. And throw tomatoes and low-fat yogurt in there as well, and nuts.
Great, so drink 2 cups of coffee and eat healthy, as always,
that's
if you want
right.
to stave off
that's
type
right.
2 diabetes.
Right,
Allison Aubrey,
so
NPR food and health correspondent, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.